From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Spanish officials are debating their next move after Catalonian President Carles Puigdemont Tuesday proclaimed he had a mandate to declare independence, this following an October 1st referendum. However, he stunned everyone after by calling a suspension in order to hold talks with Madrid. Spanish Foreign Minister Alfonso Dastis called it trickery. Puigdemont said compromise is necessary. The Catalan leader has been under intense international pressure to avoid an independence declaration. Spain's Deputy Prime Minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría, said the referendum was illegal and accused Puigdemont of creating tension and uncertainty. Atlantic Council Spanish analyst Carlos Castelo said he is bewildered by the Catalan leader's words and deeds.
When you've gathered such momentum, stopping short of declaring independence failed. Underwhelming for a lot of the pro-independence movements, and very confusing, honestly, because then they went ahead and signed the Declaration of Independence anyways.
Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is expected to address the Spanish Parliament on Madrid's reaction later today. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Tuesday withdrew from the court-ordered presidential election rerun, insisting a lack of reform at the country's election commission will result in another fraudulent vote.
The commission CEO was the coup plotter in chief, and his litany of senior secretariat staff continue to dominate the operations of the commission and stifle any attempt to initiate reforms at the commission.
Mr. Odinga's decision now leaves incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta, who won the last vote, as the lone candidate. This is VOA News. According to a South Korean lawmaker, North Korean hackers have stolen classified military documents, including wartime operational plans to destroy North Korea's leadership. Ruling Democratic Party official Ri Chol-hee said the information was taken from the Defense Integrated Data Center in September of last year. Risk management consultant and former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer Cedric Layton expressed surprise.
What is interesting to me about this is that this kind of data was not kept on a more secure network.
The South Korean Defense Ministry has not confirmed Ri's statement, and the U.S. Defense Department has declined comment. The revelation comes as two U.S. B-1 bombers took part in a show of force in South Korea amid nuclear and missile tensions. Tens of thousands filled a football stadium Tuesday in Myanmar in the city of Yangon for an interfaith rally, a show of unity as the country deals with a security crackdown targeting Rohingya Muslims. Participant monk U Nayadasa speaking here said we are all human beings and we live better lives if we stay together peacefully, no matter what religion we are. The rally brought together members of the majority Buddhists, along with Hindus, Muslims, and Christians. More than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled violence in western Rakhine State since late August. Fast-moving wildfires continue to rage across the wine country of California. At least 15 people are known dead, with dozens accounted unaccounted for and hundreds of homes destroyed. The flames of some 17 separate fires have consumed more than 46,000 hectares since Sunday. Local resident Mark Hyatt was surprised his home was spared.
By the time I got up here to where my truck was hooked up to the boat, the fire was already halfway down the mountain, and there were embers everywhere, and the wind was just crazy, and there was this huge roar of the flames.
Tens of thousands have been forced to flee the flames. Schools have been closed, along with at least two hospitals. Firefighters are also battling blazes in Southern California. Ethiopia's central bank devalued its currency Tuesday by 15% in a bid to boost exports. Ethiopia is the world's largest coffee exporter, but has seen sales decline because of weaker commodity prices. And a new study shows that there has been a tenfold increase in the number of obese and overweight children and adolescents worldwide in just 40 years. One of the biggest studies ever undertaken. Researchers analyzed the height and weight data for 130 million people since 1975. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.